surprised you didn't.
If there's any artists out there, by the way, that want to draw Flubber Bikini Wakanda Claw Adam, I'll put on a shirt and you'll get all the proceeds. Welcome back to Judge Torium. You know who it is. It's Adam. It's Matt. We're at Decaying with the Boys, and it is Christmas Day.
Welcome to the gantry.
Right now, you are about to watch our Christmas extravaganza episode. We decided to film some things over the last few episodes and bring you guys kind of like a bonus of sorts. But it's all brand new content. It's not a redux. Nope. It's not us rehashing another episode.
We even tricked you guys by wearing the same stuff we were wearing last Monday.
We slept under the tree and everything for you guys.
For a week.
Jingle jangle, bitches. So, but Adam, it is Christmas Day. And at this moment in time, of course, we're talking into the future. I'm probably sitting in my dad chair drinking whiskey and coffee. And you are having your first gin with your dad.
Oh, yeah.
So before we get started with all the festivities, is there anybody you want to say Merry Christmas to?
Yeah. Got to start off with mom and dad. Thank you for hosting. Of course, my wife, Lori, and my extended family that was sharing the time with us, Logan, Stacy, Tilly, and Theo. Thank you guys all. We had a blast.
Yeah.
Played some games. I hope those annoying toys bug the shit out of my brother. And that's it. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
How about you, Matt?
Yeah, I want to say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to
Merry Christmas
to my wife, my beautiful wife, Casey, and to my wonderful daughters. I'm sure right now I'm putting together so many toys and trying my best. Also to my mom, you're with me right now. We're drinking Irish coffees together. It's a great time, I'm sure, and you're telling me how one of my uncle's light bones can fly through the air.
He's a bird now.
Yeah, and I love it too. And of course, you know, to you, Adam, you know, I love you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
It's nice to spend all this time with you. We're not spending this day particularly together, but we got to do all this extra stuff together.
Yeah, we are.
Together.
We're just doing it real early before everybody's awake.
Yeah. And then, of course, to our friends in the Brain Trust, I want to say Merry Christmas to you guys, too. We don't get to proliferate this show into the internet or whatever without support from those guys. So, hey, thank you guys so much, and I hope you guys are having fun today, too.
Yeah, and Merry Christmas to you and your family as well, and to Deb. Me and Deb have shared some drinks before.
Quite a few. Yeah. So, Adam, while we were filming a lot of things here, we got into some of the most dangerous toys that ever graced the Christmas tree, the Yule log.
We did. Yeah. And then we used them to Hunger Games each other.
Yeah, because Slade tried to get us killed in our sleep, and he succeeded. So we decided, how would we go against one another, and we use those toys to fight one another. So how about we let everyone know how that worked out?
Check it out.
Oh. So the end of this episode, you can't get enough of this. I put out a good list for you of some of these toys, and you're thinking that you would kind of square up a couple of these things and kill me with them, kick my ass with them.
I mean, we brought up Hunger Games. I still got half a beer left.
Yeah.
And you were like, well, if we weren't on the same team, I'd totally take you out.
I'm and I would.
I don't think so. I was like,
oi, with my bare fists.
I'll use a toy. I'll kill you.
So, okay.
I'll take you out. I don't want to use the K word. I don't want to kill you.
Well, yeah, but these fucking toys will kill me.
Good. Let's do it.
All right, fine. Fuck it. So if you go back to episode 105, Merry Christmas to you right now. But if you go to episode 105, these toys were some of the most dangerous ones that you can get for Christmas. And what we're going to do is arm ourselves with them. And if you want a full rundown of the toys, just go back and listen to that one. But for real quick, it's the CSI Fingerprint Analysis Kit, the Hasbro Javelin Darts, Flubber, the Wego Kite Tubes, Clackers, Water Beads, Gilbert Atomic Energy Lab, Easy Bake Oven, the 2007 reboot, and the Black Panther Wakanda Battle Clause. So, okay. You know, here's the thing. Here's what I'll do for you. Here's what I'll do for you. Because you're a betting man. You like to do this, like, stats and bullshit. There's nine of them here. So if I pick three or whatever, I pick four, you pick four, it leaves one left over. So let's do a Hunger Games style. You get to get four in your belt. I get four in my belt, and we'll leave one in the cornucopia, and we'll go running for it. And whoever gets it, that's their thing.
Sounds good.
I'm fucking fast in short distances.
Like a cheetah.
Like a jaguar. I think we went over this. I'm like a jaguar. It's a callback. So, Adam, I guess I challenge you to kill me with
to Hunger Games.
Yeah, to Hunger Games with these toys.
You pay tribute.
So, well, okay, what's your district's name? Your district, whatever. What's your district's name?
Alcoholica.
No, that's good. I'm coming from Thick Utopia. It sounds like an OnlyFans page, but I'm gonna just use it for myself right now. It's like Thicktopia.
Until we get that started.
Yeah, man.
Just reminds me of Fruitopia. All the high blood sugar.
Oh yeah, it's like 60 grams of sugar in this. You could kill me with two of those.
Syrup, dude.
So Adam, I don't know how. It's been a while since we've done Mount Rushmore, so I don't know who gets to go first. So how do we decide that?
I don't know. Just don't take my first choice.
Rochambeau, 1, 2, 3, shoot. Right. 1, 2, 3, shoot. Bang, I get to go first. Okay.
I'll stab you with scissors.
So I'm going to. This is how I know you're going to lose. You're going to stab fucking a rock with scissors. So I'm going to go with the Hasbro Javelin Darts for my number one pick because they are ninja shurikens. Dude, I'm telling you right now, like, I'm not the most athletic guy, but I got a pretty strong arm.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it to you, but like, if the listeners go back to 105, I grew up around these things. I'm good at dodging them. I have experience defending these.
You have experience getting tetanus.
No, I have experience not getting tetanus. I didn't like needles.
So not only am I going to pierce you with these things, it's also chemical warfare because I'm going to give you tetanus.
You're bringing out those old 1970s ones, huh?
Oh, no. What I'm going to do is I'm going to soak them in the water around the place because it's, nice. It's Hunger Games, right? So it's like there's always like water somewhere. So I'll slow soak them in the salt water and like hyper drive the rust on them, and then I'm going to fuck them. Bing! So, yeah, with my first pick, I'm going to take the Hasbro Javelin darts, the lawn darts.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you got?
I mean, number one, easy. I'm taking the Gilbert Atomic Energy Lab because it contained uranium-238. And my strategy in this is, of course, we're going to meet ahead of time.
Well, yeah.
You know, to knock out the rules and everything.
Of course.
I'm going to give you a nice bro hug at the end. I'm going to stick that uranium right on your back, and it's slowly going to kill you. So all I have to do is hide and seek the whole thing until the uranium eats away at your body.
What is happening right now?
And your skin just melts.
You want to, like, 1984 me? Fix your eyes. Relax.
They went a little cross there. That one got a little lazy.
I've never been scared of you till right now.
Yeah. I'm going to melt you down.
You took
it'll melt your flesh and it'll basically microwave your meat so I can survive.
Dude.
I've never really watched Hunger Games. I imagine I'm
hungry. None of that ever happened.
I thought I was hungry and I have to eat you.
Well, I mean, that could happen.
I'm going to nuke you with some uranium. 238.
Okay, so you've taken the Gilbert Atomic Lab.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to.
But I only need that piece of it. The rest of the lab is just going to be a decoy. You're going to be worried about it. Well, the uranium's already melting into your
back. But you have other parts of that, too, that you could use. Like, you have, like, Bunsen burners and, like, you can, like.
Yeah, maybe I'll distill something for myself.
You can make a hobo knife. A hobo knife with the Bunsen burner. Crack. Fuck you.
No, the rest of the chemicals set, I'll just do a makeshift distillery and have myself a celebratory cocktail at the end of the.
Well, I just melt in the sun like a snowman in the summertime.
Yeah, while I wait for your rump roast to finish.
So, can't wait for that extra thick ass to get done. Thicktopia, that's what.
Thicktopia.
So think I'm fighting Thicktopia.
It's the new Hardee's Thick Burger.
I'm going to go with, let me see here. I think what I want to do is I want to go with the CSI fingerprint analysis kit because I want the asbestos. for reasons. I feel like, you know, in the whole kit, I would say I would need some things from it, especially because of when I start to feel the uranium 238 burning a hole in my back. I'd like to have the gloves to help me take it off. So I would have those, but also I want the tremolite, the
I mean that's the more important thing.
The carcinogen. Yeah. So I'm gonna go with the CSI fingerprint analysis kit because I have plans for you, sir, and some of them might involve you ingesting asbestos.
That's not gonna work on me as fast as the uranium on you.
I'm taking the uranium off. It's like
you're not. It's gonna be melted into your back. You're not even gonna feel it.
Well, if Homer Simpson,
I'm placing it on your spine, it's going to destroy your nerve sensors.
And Homer Simpson gets into the whole ass garage before that thing burns him. He takes it right out. Ping. And that's going to be me.
And it's all over your hands.
Yeah. And then I'm going to mug you.
Give me the old face. Fucking dead. It's going to fucking roast you. I'm so hungry.
You're a cannibal. You are the green inferno incarnate.
In the Hunger Games land.
Dude, you can't get carne asada.
In Thictopia. I'm a cannibal.
Can you just tell everybody
it's going to help my killer instinct.
That you want to just eat my ass.
From the outside in.
Sure. Okay. What's your next pick?
My next pick is definitely the Black Panther Wakanda Battle Claws. Because you're going to have a real tough time executing, what was your first pick? The javelin darts.
Yeah.
Or hitting me with the fingerprint powder when you don't have eyes anymore. Because I'm coming in close. Maybe like
dirty boxing me.
Maybe do like the pretend handshake and then just
right in the eye.
Both eyes. Those claws have a perfect spread to hit each of your baby blues at the same time and just rip them out.
Tons of things are wrong with that. First of all, my eyes aren't blue.
I know
they're
not. I'm trying to make you sound sexier to the listeners.
I'm not. But secondarily, I wear glasses most of the time, bro.
Well, it's a flick up with the claws. Oh, those are gone, and then in.
I have to allow things to happen is what you're saying to me.
Well, you'll be reaching for the uranium.
And that's when
look at this. And then boop, boop, you're done.
That's it.
Well, no more eyes.
Well, yeah. Do you think?
And then I can hide the uranium wherever I want.
In my pants.
I mean, might as well cook it. Eat the ash from the outside in, cook it from the inside.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Whoop. That makes a lot of sense. It's finger looking good.
You're going to have to put this on the Patreon.
So I'm going to tell you right now, and this is going to be a weird get for me, but I'm going to take the Easy Bake Oven.
Oh, because you want a snack in the middle of this battle?
No, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to cook down that asbestos and make it more concentrated.
Smart move. And there's a way to get it into my body.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I got to bake it into a pizza or some shit that your fat ass.
I don't think pizzas are available.
Whoa. Hey. I'll get an unknown sponsor. They give me wings and I'll cook it down because my fat ass likes wings. So if I do, I know you do.
My sauce really burns.
If I tell you they're from Insurrection and I put the asbestos on it, you're done.
Yeah, I'm done. I feel like I have some willpower. You're gonna have a real hard time cooking those anyway without eyes.
I have eyes, so because you're not getting that close.
Wakanda forever dry.
I'm Chael Sonnen incarnate. Can't let you get too close. You know,
your fingers are gone.
They're not real. They're not real razor blades.
I'd probably be a mean hangnail though. If I cut
that would suck, actually. Yeah, if you got like underneath that and lifted it up a little bit.
And
that
you
would...
already got uranium all over your hands. Your fingers are burning. Ouch, my back. It's the hard to reach place.
But like, how fast does uranium like melt your skin?
Instantly.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
But how?
It's not good for your skin.
It's not good, but like in longevity.
There's a reason that Avon's not putting in face lotion.
Should they put it in face lotion?
No, because it's not good for your skin. It cooks you from the inside out.
Didn't Avon put something in their lotion at one point there that was like a carcinogen? It was like eating people alive in like the 70s or 80s or some shit like that?
Yeah, I think it was just tapeworms. It's fine.
I got the ringworm from this concealer.
No big deal. No. Dropped a bunch of pounds from the infection.
NBD.
The staph infection, I dropped weight.
So, Adam, you have to pick your last weapon here before we decide what the...
No, I thought we were doing four.
Oh, that's right. We are doing four. My bad. So, yeah, keep going. So, what do you have? Two or three? You have two.
I got two.
Okay, good. What do you got?
You know what? A lot of coaches in all pro sports say defense wins championships.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I'm taking that flubber, and I'm coding
yourself?
My body in it.
In flubber?
Yeah, because it's indestructible.
It gives you rashes and sore throats.
I will live with that for a few days while you die a slow death.
Of uranium poisoning.
Yeah.
Dude,
bleeding from the eyes.
You know
that guy in Hell House Origins didn't last very long without his eyes.
Nobody does. Nah. But
I mean,
I'm thinking
Ray Charles did, all right?
Yeah, but he made a career out of it. But what I'm saying is I'm trying to imagine you now coming over the hill, raging like George Washington, just covered in flubber with the Wakanda claws.
Dude, it's a great combo.
Yeah, it's pretty formidable.
Body armor, dude.
Well, yeah. Well,
bring it.
So clearly, because the flubber was flame retardant, so then that would mean like I can't burn you. Do you think it's bulletproof?
You don't got bullets.
I got lawn darts.
Yeah, I think that's good.
You think it's gonna stop the lawn darts?
I think the lawn darts will stick in it, but I think it's so viscous.
Yeah. Do you think you probably take a couple lawn darts and keep moving forward?
Yeah. I mean, I could do that on the reg, but with the flubber, I could definitely.
Let me ask you this before I get my next thing. How many lawn darts do you think you can literally take?
Well, there's only like eight in a pack.
I know, but I'm saying like if you have, okay.
With or without flubber?
Whoa, easy. Take flubber out of it. Okay. I'm putting it into like real world. So like you have a six-year-old kid playing, because that's what happened in the 70s, playing with lawn darts. How many lawn darts can you take from a six-year-old before you go down?
Anything below the neck. Six.
Six-year-olds are really unpredictable.
Five or six.
You might catch one right in the mouth. That
would end things a little quicker.
Yeah. So like.
Like throat and head.
So you're saying anything from the neck up, like how many? Two?
Two.
Yeah. I would say two.
Neck
probably.
Down, five or six.
I could see that. Yeah.
I mean, I'm thick.
With flubber, all of them. Like you take all of them.
Oh, flubber. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're not hurt. At all.
Yeah, and then I'll just absorb that six-year-old and keep moving. He's just stuck in there.
Like the blob?
Yeah.
Start absorbing. I'm getting stronger.
I might have to be a monster, but I'm not going to lose.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That is true. Oh, God, what the hell do I even pick now?
Your Easy Bake Oven's really not going to do. That little light bulb ain't going to burn
me. No. Here's the thing.
I know. You're baking cakes.
I know. I'm baking cakes, and you're cakes.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of carcinogen. I smoked camels for a while. It's fine.
So did I.
Same.
We're both here. But it's not the same.
Same. Same.
Carcinogen.
I'm pretty sure there's a little bit of asbestos in those cigarette filters.
I would assume so. Yeah. Yeah, especially if you get the menthol camels.
Especially
that thing was cutting your lungs
smoking
up.
Smoking them since 2000.
Yeah, back when they made them for real men.
Yeah. Before they even knew what asbestos was.
Yeah, like everything tastes funny. Adam, I'm going to take the clackers with my next one.
That's a good choice. It's a good...
About projectiles, but I also want to make sure if you get too close to me, because you have the broken Bunsen burners as your hobo knife.
And I also have the Wakanda blades.
Right, so I got to make sure
I need something for close combat.
So I'm going to take the clackers on this one, because also, too...
It'll bounce right off the flubber.
Well, the OG clackers, well, I'm going to keep going. You know what I mean? Like, especially because...
As the uranium...
Melts you away. Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Here's what I'll say is that...
Just to see the skin fall off of your skull.
Like Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a camera? Everything is content.
Got a little hot flash from that.
I saw that. Yeah. You're rosy-cheeked. You okay?
I'm kind of excited to see your skin melt.
Do you want to kill me right now with uranium?
With something.
It's Merry Christmas.
I know no matter what, I definitely want to incinerate you now just to watch the skin melt. Merry Christmas.
So,
actually, on that note, fire. Happy Hanukkah.
There we go.
Burn you slowly with all eight candles.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Or is there nine?
There's eight. Eight crazy nights, dude.
For some reason, I thought, yeah, I know that, but I thought maybe there was a special one in the middle. Mm-mm. For some reason, I thought it was an odd number. I don't know why. Nope. I definitely know 8 Crazy Nights. Huh. 8 Nights of Gifts.
Huh, right. Dreidels. So I took Clackers. What do you got here? You got some pretty terrible.
I'm pretty invincible at this point.
I don't think so. I think you think you're invincible.
I mean, I'm going to have to
take water beads, Wego, kite tubes.
I mean, like, I don't.
Yeah. Whatever you don't pick is in the middle.
I mean, like, how? I think even if the Wego kite tube's sitting there, I don't have a boat to lift you into oblivion.
Right.
So I'm going to have to take the water beads.
What the fuck are you going to do with water beads?
Well, we got the salt water you established, so I'll build them up.
Yeah.
I'll have them soaking.
What are you going to do with that?
I'm just going to throw them at you.
Like Elf?
Yeah, kind of. Like the snowballs.
Yeah. Except he was like a super elf, you're you.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not even like, I don't think it'll do much harm to you, but it'll just
be annoying.
As you're like melting away without your eyeballs.
It'll get really annoying.
It'll pass the time.
Also, too, salt water on those wounds is not going to feel good.
That's kind of true, too.
Yeah.
I guess some of the water absorbs into those beads, right? That's
you
how
would
it works.
Think, right? Especially the, you know, if anything we learned from.
I mean, honestly, those two are like.
Well.
You
also,
have to ingest them for them to be super harmful.
Yeah, but also, too, if you think about it at this point, too, like, you and I have eaten a lot of pork and salty foods in our lives. Definitely going to absorb some of that salt. It's going to hurt.
Yeah, give you a little high blood pressure.
Yeah, and where's my lisinopril? Not on the island.
Oh, and actually, like, salt, good on the meat. Time to eat. I'm seasoning.
There you go, man. You didn't even know it, but you're thinking outside the box. Yep, there you go. Yeah. But don't you think because of how fat I am, I'm already salty enough?
Probably. Kind of like bacon.
I bet you I'm pretty spicy, too.
That was actually insulting. I shouldn't call you bacon. You're tastier than that. You're pancetta.
Oh, you're so sweet. Look at you, man. I'm glad you retracted your statements and made me a more high-class bruschetta.
I'm ground sausage without the casing.
No.
Just loose meat.
You're more like Polish sausage.
I'm a loose meat sandwich.
Roseanne? The lunchbox. Okay, Adam, so at this point, we have our weapons. We know what's in the middle. It's the Wego, what's that, the Wego?
I think it just ends up being the prize, the Wego kite tubes.
Yeah. That's what you get to take home when you're done. So, okay. So at this point, we have our weapons. We kind of have the idea of how we're going to use them. Realistically, who do you think wins this?
Me.
How?
Duh.
How?
Got the flubber.
You're also banking on the fact that I'm going to bro tap you up whenever you have uranium.
Oh, you're going to leave me hanging? It's not going to be a battle of honor? We're not shaking hands at the beginning?
What honor are you talking about? You're going to stick uranium on my back.
It's an honorable. It's honor. For
you to stick uranium on my back.
I mean, you don't know. In all fairness, you don't know I have the uranium.
Where's your honor?
And I'll be like, look, my Wakanda claws are all the way back there by that tree.
I'm like, hey,
peace.
Man, why
you
is
left your lawn darts.
Yeah.
I left my Wakanda claws.
And then my question is, why is your other hand glowing? And you have to answer that question.
I just have a big glove. My hand's cold.
It's the Christmas spirit.
I got this big radioactive glove. Just, you know, my hand.
Okay. Cold. And just by that alone, don't touch me with that. Just tossing that out there. Don't touch me with it. So I think I'm going to render
What if I just slip it in your computer bag? Because you're just going to be taking that everywhere anyway.
Why the fuck would I bring a computer bag with me?
To check your OnlyFans.
I don't have Fictopia. An OnlyFans. I have an OnlyDans. Shout to Casting Views. No.
Is that where you just pour baked beans all over yourself?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Heinz baked beans. Those are good.
They are good, especially when you get them from over there. I think I've rendered your uranium inoperable. Because I have, unless you use it in a different way, like
I'll put it in your empty eye socket after I Wakanda claw your eye out.
Okay, so I think it does come down to hand-to-hand combat. Can we agree on that?
Yeah. So what are you gonna do with your clackers?
Clacker also my lawn darts.
Flubber. And lawn darts are long range weapon. I get inside
no,
that range, and you're done.
How? I mean, what do you consider long range for a lawn dart? Because when you read the toy box,
it's
like a couple
yards. I get within 10 yards, and you're done.
if you get within 10 yards of me and I'm sidearm whipping those things like a MLB pitcher, you think you're just going to be okay?
I mean, you're no Randy Johnson. You're going to be side whipping like an MLB pitcher. I'm covered in flubber already.
Okay. Also, too, I'm not saying.
And in a very distracting way.
I'm not.
Because I'm only covered in flubber. You know what I mean? I'm a new. You're just in flubber with no pants. I'm a new Jell-O mold coming at you. Like, you're going to be distracted.
A little bit.
I'm pretty sure once you covered in flubber, like, zero G's, too. So, like, my jiggles are going to be jaggling, and, like, you're going to be distracted. You're going to have a problem on your hands.
Buddy, what are you doing? You're just bringing Thor's hammer around with flubber? I mean, I guess you're not wrong in that regard.
Dude, Jell-O mold flubber man with Wakanda claws in one hand and my uranium glove in the other. You're done.
With a fucking javelin just sticking out of your clavicle.
And then I got my water beads soaking in the river.
For nothing.
Soaking in the creek. No, to season you with as you melt.
Adam, I have to say, in this scenario, I have to concede to you.
I think I won with nudity.
You did.
Boom.
I didn't think you were going to go that far.
No, I mean, anything to win.
Were you going to, would you, so here's a, so you win. Okay. But I have to ask you, when you would start to put on the flubber, would you start with just the bikini line? Be like,
oh yeah.
That ooh la la.
Oh yeah. You go from like the,
the crotch up.
The no touch area out.
Yeah. The no-no zone. Yeah. And you work your way up.
No-no zone, back, crack, cover the crack.
Yeah.
You know, the vitals, the literal.
Absolutely. The vittles. Welcome back. What a battle. I mean, you're talking about making body armor out of flubber, and I made concentrated asbestos bombs with an easy bake oven. But what I should say is that my name is Matt Anderson, and I am the special counsel for the reigning, defending, homebrew champion of the Berg, the Adam Bashline. And throughout our time together, I've seen this warrior take out some of the most formidable homebrew foes on the planet.
I lose a lot too.
But not as often as he wins. So what we did was we reached out into the ethers of lesser than to find someone to come in here and try to take off the strap.
Oh, definitely a lesser brewer.
And we decided on Justin Longfellow. He came through and he tried to beat us.
A good man, but a Longfellow.
At our own game.
Yeet.
So what we did was, after having some libations in the back before we had this fight, we decided to pit some of our favorite Christmas movies against one another. And also, I think we continued on the argument between Wham and Mariah Carey. I mean, it was a nonstop roller coaster. But one thing about that whole ordeal is that these medals here,
yeet,
these accolades here, this burger right here,
yum.
These colors don't fade. This champion doesn't fade.
I do a burger.
Yeet.
Yeet.
So we took on Justin Longfellow from Yellow Bridge. And we decided to see if we could wrestle him to the ground and take him for all he's worth. So you're going to see that right here, and we're going to see you on the other side of this.
See you on the other side, Oos.
Back to the judgetorium. We have Justin Goodfellow here. He hung around after his episode because he wants to give us the early gift of our Christmas episode.
Man, he's been here the whole time.
Yeah.
For a month?
We held him hostage.
Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, dude. I really appreciate it. December.
That's amazing.
So,
I haven't been sober the whole time.
It's going to be an early gift for us because the boys do like to take off the week of Christmas to reset, get some shit together. Yeah. So Justin hung around with us, and he actually pitched us the idea to kind of dive into the Christmas season early. So You know, and I feel like, you know, I'm here to make this a fun, silly goose time. So what I want to do is I want to pitch to you guys that we pick Christmas apart like a zombie apocalypse. Like we just rip into its guts. I know that's not really your thing because you're like.
Yeah, I'm wholesome.
You like Christmas.
Yeah. You like
Christmas. I love Christmas. I love it.
We don't.
You're the rare person in this group that loves Christmas.
That's okay. Love Christmas.
It's all right.
So, so to not.
But your perspective will be appreciated.
Absolutely. So not to fully take a big shit on Christmas like Rudolph would on the top of my roof. But what I want to do.
Dawn or takes big dumps.
But what I want to do is I want to make it like very, very Decaying with the Boys-esque. I want to bring it back to the auditorium. So number one thing here is, of course, our podcast is all kinds of things. Craft beer, horror movies, pop culture, blah, 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 blah. But one thing I want to ask you, because it's sometimes kind of hard, Justin and Adam, and I also challenge myself here, what's your favorite Christmas-based horror movie?
Oh.
But let me ask you, hold on, because of course, this wouldn't be Decaying with the Boys unless there was another step to it. You better bring that fire, because your villain in your Christmas movie has to face off against his villain. Has to face up against my villain in a triple threat match.
Triple threat. Texas death match.
For the Christmas belt. So choose wisely, sir.
Yeah. Well, mine has an entourage, and I hated it at first.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm sure that knowing Adam, he probably hates it too. Krampus.
Oh, yeah?
I friggin' love Krampus.
Okay.
Love it. I hated it the first time I watched it. I was pissed off. I was like, what the hell am I watching?
I'm okay with it.
I watched it multiple times, and now it's a staple every year, actually.
Do you have, like, a favorite, like, kill scene out of it or, like, a favorite moment out of that movie that you really enjoy? Because that's the
it's like
holiday
a newer
god of slaying children. So.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I that movie's got a lot of references. So we're in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So the David Koechner's family, they're from Pittsburgh. Yeah. The girls are upset, you know, Ben Roethlisberger or whatever. And it was just like, oh, this is great, you know. sorry, I watch this
football
every year.
You know,
and I friggin'
can I
love
interrupt
it,
for a second right
saying
now, too? I kind of look at the guy that's in Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Oh, you do!
The Huck and Chuckin.
Huck and Chuckin football.
Wait,
yeah.
Dale and Tucker?
I do look like him too.
That,
wow.
No, that's okay. The dude though, isn't it? Yeah, look at him. Look at that. Yeah, man. Yeah, but no. that movie has a lot of. Yeah, it's got some, you know, whatever. You know, it's got some cheesy, corny, you know, graphics or whatever. But at the same time, David Koechner's in that. Adam Scott's in that. The woman from Hereditary is in that. They're good actors and actresses.
Yeah, and a shitty movie. Cool.
Shut up.
Why are you already starting to shit on it?
Yeah, shut up.
I'm trying to already build up my guy.
Shut up, bitch. But I love everything about it, though. Like, there's an animated scene. So it hits so many different spectrums, but, like, I don't know, man. I don't know if there's, like, a death that's, like, my favorite, but I think in general, like, the ending, though, when everybody thinks, like, oh, everything's okay, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
It's not yeah. okay. You know, I love it. I don't know. I love
Perfect.
It.
Perfect. Yeah. No, I like that. That's yeah. a good one. So then out of that, you're going to take the Christmas anti-hero
the
god.
I'm going to take Krampus and his
the Austrian German
yeah dude
destruction
yeah
yeah man so
that's a pretty formidable
it's a
foe.
it's a good foe
I arguably have a better one
arguably that's why we're here today
yeah we go into mine next
yeah let's go to yours
perfect well I mean mine I hate to break it to you I'm bringing Santa Claus himself from, let's see what year it was, because I'm not sure. 2005.
Oh, I know what you're
Santa doing. Is a fucking badass. Santa's sleigh.
Oh,
and
sleigh.
Santa,
sleigh.
And Santa is the 173-0 Bill Goldberg, and he is dominating your family and everybody else you care about and killing them all as Santa, the mystic Saint Nick, and he's destroying everybody. Santa's a demon, y'all. You thought he was Saint Nick?
Saint? Yeah.
He's a demon. And he's coming out and he's fucking kicking your dad's head off.
So before you.
And he's killing Krampus. Fuck.
Is he?
Krampus out here bothering children. Nobody cares. Bill Goldberg's bothering everybody.
So my thing is, I want to ask you, so my favorite kill scene for that movie is when he killed Fran Drescher.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, that was...
Did he also, like, I can't remember, like, there was the... She also had, like, a yippy dog.
She did, yeah.
And they implied that he killed the dog.
They implied it, but no one can confirm it. You know,
but Fran Drescher, definitely the best.
She earned it. I mean, she earned it for sure. And
dude,
also,
him coming down the chimney and just decimating that whole family right at the beginning was like, I was like, oh, I'm in for this. I didn't even know it existed. So, like, in all fairness, came out in 2005.
Yeah.
I probably didn't see it till 2009.
I'm gonna tell you,
and it just like rocked
bro,
my
wait,
fucking
wait,
socks.
Wait, that's available like on like a lot of different like platforms
get,
right now, right?
You can get it on Prime. You can definitely get it on Amazon Prime Video. I think you
like it's got like a cheesy looking cover too, right?
Oh yeah, but it's
I
like
did not watch it because I was like, oh, that looks like a piece of shit.
But
like,
it's actually
changed your attitude. Okay? It's hilarious. It's so good.
It's
okay,
not like. Yeah.
It's not a serious
it's
horror movie.
It's not a top budget horror movie, but it is fucking funny.
Can I tell you a little unknown secret about Big Papa Thick over here? I saw that shit in theaters.
Holy shit.
Yeah. What? I was at the time dating a young woman who decided that she also loved terrible B movies, and it came to the Granville Theater in West Virginia. They showed everything. The Hollywood
God
theaters
damn,
on there.
Dude.
And I loved wrestling, so I loved Goldberg.
Do I know this young lady?
Yeah, you do. You do. Yeah. She's the former. She's the former.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Never mind.
I wanted to
cut this edit.
Never mind.
Don't. Yeah. We didn't name her. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
She should not be named.
But we went down to Granville and we were watching it.
It's Sasha Banks, y'all.
That's right. And the whole time, it's me and a bunch of other. A bunch of other dipshits that were screaming for Guardian. The spear. We're going, Goldberg, Goldberg. And we're yelling for the spear, like, spear, spear, spear. And it's halfway through the movie, and he spears somebody, and it was almost like we were at a WCW
That's awesome.
Event. Everyone's like, oh, my God. Dude, everybody lost their mind. Just...
Did Sting come down?
No, Sting.
Damn
no
it.
Sting. No
I
Sting.
I don't care then.
No, you gotta watch it, man. It's
no, I actually will end up watching this because I didn't know that that was who Santa was.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? Oh, it's Bill Goldberg, baby.
It's Bill Goldberg,
and it's killing Krampus.
It's so funny.
Good
it's
luck,
so,
Matt.
So
yeah,
well,
I don't know about that.
173-0.
Yeah, well,
he beat the Giant.
There's 173-0
before his left knee was fucking 90 degrees into his body.
There's 173-0, and there's a 173 of them to take you out. I'm going with the one, the only, Gremlins 2, the new batch, because that is
fuck you
the best.
I had a feeling.
That is the best.
I love
it. The best holiday horror movie, because Gremlins 2 abandoned a lot of the comedy tropes that happened in the first one. They didn't lose all of them, but they abandoned a majority of them.
Is that the one where they shot Grandma out the fucking...
That's right they did! Because,
It took a lot of them to beat a Grandma, that's all I'm saying.
Well, no, she didn't put up a fight. They were having fun.
No, I
it's
mean,
not
Goldberg,
a fight. It's
Goldberg,
not a fight. It's
Goldberg.
Not a fight. Stop. Let me talk about this first. Don't...
He's got a
point. I can't argue my point yet. Yeah. I'll
just
wait. I'll
wait. Because we'll pit them against each other in a second
I'll
here.
Wait. I do
there's,
like that. That is my favorite scene of that movie.
A gang of them. So they also
Grandma.
Can really... They can overwhelm you, but the thing is, too, is that the best thing about it was is that they abandoned a lot of the comedy until it was very poignant. So they waited until there was, like, really good moments to just push it in to the screen, which gave levity to a lot of ultra-violence that was going on in that movie. It almost got an R rating. Little unknown fact, they had to tailor it down to a PG-13 rating.
Yeah.
Had to.
I would love to see the R.
I would too.
Probably would have made it better. Yeah.
The best kill scene is launching Grandma off of the. Oh.
absolutely.
Just launching her
fucking
out of the house.
Great scene.
And of course, the only thing that people would always say is, "How the fuck did you not know the rules from Gremlins 1 to not violate them in Gremlins 2?" I venture to say that I'm an adventurer. I'm putting water on them. I'm feeding them. Yeah. I'm seeing what happens. Also, Gizmo is so cute. I want more of them. And when he wants chicken, I give him chicken, and he's a and he becomes a gremlin. It's my favorite Christmas horror movie because it's got a little bit of everything. It's schlocky, it's comedy, there's gore to it, and it's fun. I like it. I like Mogwai's.
I'm gonna pull a Wayne's World on you.
Yeah.
Whenever that female gremlin showed up,
yeah,
did you think she was hot?
So the real reason why I like Gremlins 2 is that those gremlin titties don't lie.
Because that's how it closed was her just like going up to that dude and she's like, you know.
They really Hollywooded that thing up too. They gave her gigantic boobies,
dude,
and put the bleach blondes on her with the big red lips.
She was the only female gremlin, right?
Yeah, it was like
so
like, what was the only female smurf?
Look, I'm not trying to say anything, but there was like 199 other regular gremlins. They were looking at her like,
were they running train on the only?
They really dolled her up though.
They really did. They made sure
train.
That
oh Christmas oh this Polar Express. That's train.
The gotcha. best Christmas
gotcha.
Train
there we go.
Is okay, Polar man. Express. And not the gremlin train that I'm talking about. So we have three, I want to say formidable foes to pit against each other right now. Yeah. Krampus.
You can say that. Dude.
And then we have Goldberg Santa from Adam. And then we have gaggle of gremlins.
Spears over here. He's,
I come to
you know.
Win. I come to win. Jackhammers all around the table.
How are you going
to
jackhammer all the gremlins?
Yeah.
Be Bill Goldberg.
What?
173-0.
I don't get how you just get to be Bill Goldberg and you can jackhammer all of the gremlins.
Well, it's not only it's Bill Goldberg. It's Bill Goldberg. He's also Santa. He's also a demon. Like, what are you going to do? It's the most dominant figure in sports entertainment.
Can I also just say because you shrug doesn't mean you're proving a point. You're just like,
no,
yeah,
it's
like, it doesn't, yeah, thank you.
I'm not hearing an argument back from either of you two, though, either.
I gave you a very poignant argument, and you're not giving me anything back. You're just saying that.
He'll jackhammer every single one of those little bitch
gremlins. I don't think he can. I think the only person he can try to jackhammer is Krampus, and he'll fail. He'll
Krampus is way too fast. Do you remember watching that stuff?
All, everybody. It's Bill Goldberg with Santa demon powers.
Actually,
what
Bill,
are Santa demon
Bill
powers?
Goldberg.
He is over 9,000.
He can make. He can wrap a gift so fast.
So fast.
So freaking fast.
He's wrapping gifts for the little the female gremlin to try to impress her. It's like, oh, I got this
trying
for
to
you.
Get them gremlins.
Oh, he's gonna decimate every male gremlin and take the female gremlin out on a nice date.
For, nice date.
For an Italian pasta dinner.
Just to show he's a nice guy in some ways.
What's the Anchorman quote? I'll take her out for a steak dinner and never call her again. You know, yeah.
Well, be out the nose on Christmas. Fuck.
Bang. Merry Christmas. I'm gonna venture to say right now, and Adam's gonna be very upset about this. Goldberg Santa's out.
Yeah. You're an idiot.
Goldberg Santa's
out.
Really?
I think it comes down to Gremlins and Krampus. Dude.
I think it's down to Gremlins and Krampus.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Gremlins and Krampus.
I agree.
For the record, listeners of the podcast, these two are pulling Santa out of Christmas. They don't love Santa.
That's.
No, this is horror. This is
no one's talking about destructing Christmas. All I'm saying is that I think that in a one-on-many fight, in a one-on-one fight, Goldberg Santa can't beat Krampus, and Goldberg Santa can't beat the Gaggle
I think
Gremlins.
Goldberg Santa would murder them immediately.
No way.
Fucking works out.
No way.
He fucking knows what's
to no
do.
Way.
Do you see the six packs on those gremlins?
Yeah.
They
yes.
are ripped. Look,
yeah,
they got the reach disadvantage.
They got claws,
they're
dude.
So fast. They're so fast.
They
they're
took
so
out,
fast.
They took out the dude.
Santa's got regeneration.
They took out, like, they.
<That's> what?
In the first one, they took
Santa
out
Santa Wolverine.
In the in the first Gremlins, they took out the dude that looked like Apollo Creed's stunt double.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
Goldberg
about?
Goldberg beat the Giant and Kevin Nash. What are we talking
not
about?
Kevin Nash. Canon. Not Wait. In canon.
That dude moves like five.
Goldberg beat every. He beat the Fiend. The Fiend was evil as fuck. He was like a gremlin himself.
Oh, come
beat
on.
The Fiend for the title.
That's not. Kevin Owens that's for the not title. In the canon of the film. Just because he has a wrestling career does not mean
nope,
that.
That's
plays
Bill Goldberg.
The-
he's also Sandy. He's also a demon.
Adam's out.
My argument was also using these the 173 and 0 record.
Yeah, out. So,
if they don't want to fucking
what
look at the facts, it's fine. I don't know what else.
Look,
facts about what mythical characters that yeah. aren't real.
Hashtag fake news.
Hashtag
fictional
fake
characters.
Hashtag fake Christmas.
Hashtag fake spears into all these gremlins. 173
let's
of them.
Talk, let's talk about these
do?
Gremlins versus Krampus.
What do you
now?
Do?
Well, I need you now. I need you now.
To judge this shit?
Well, yeah, you got it because you're the ousted guy. So you got to stick in here and try to, you know.
Krampus got
I'm kind of bitter
minions,
against both of you.
And yeah, well.
What minions? What minions?
In that movie?
Yeah. Was
all those,
Phantasm?
Like, little, yeah. Yeah.
Boy.
No, Krampus was turning all the fucking little toys evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, bro,
yeah,
let's
go. How many of those toys does he have, though? Does he have all of the toys to battle the gremlins?
Yeah,
probably not.
I think he can control
it. Adam's turning
this
on
is,
me.
This
yeah. I'm definitely turning on you. I mean, Krampus is dominant. He's a gigantic demon beast.
And actually, in that move, like, they made him look, like, decent. Like, they didn't make him look cheesy.
He did look really good.
He's
like,
pretty
he built. He looked less cheesy
yeah,
than the gremlins.
So, I mean, look, it's a fun movie.
So, here's where...
But what if the female gremlin offers him a nice night out?
Well, then you know what? He's like, he's losing himself. He's just like, you know what, guys? I'm done.
But
I'm done.
But
therefore, gremlins win. Thank
no,
you very
no,
much.
No, no,
yeah.
no,
Merry
no, no, no,
Christmas
no, no, no,
to
no.
you.
I disagree. I think that would mean the gremlins lose, and she just turn. She's a turncoat. She's now Team Krampus.
She's a turncoat. Yeah. I can't argue with that.
She's now Team Krampus.
Yeah, like. So I think are we conceding that gremlins have defeated the
no, I think Krampus wins.
You're giving Krampus the win?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm bitter that you didn't give Goldberg.
Neither of us gave Goldberg the win.
I would have gave Gremlins 2 the win if it was rated R. But I mean, I guess they were both PG-13 movies, though.
Well, I can't help that. I can't help that.
But, I mean, also, Silent Night, Deadly Night, Part 2. Garbage
oh, yeah.
Day.
Good stuff.
Garbage Day, baby.
You know, I haven't watched...
It's the cheesiest movie you can watch, but it's so fun.
I mean, you guys would have to be the ones that would tell me, but I haven't watched it yet, but that Violent Night, the one with the
it was
guy
good.
From...
It was fun.
Is it good?
It was fun. It was fun.
I mean, it doesn't... It's not a horror movie. It's more of like... It
no,
looks
it's
more
a
like
thriller.
A action,
yeah,
you know,
action
thriller.
Yeah, action thriller. It was,
was that the...
The guy from...
Mel Gibson one?
No, the guy from...
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Yeah. He was also in Hellboy, the reboot in Hellboy.
Ooh, I don't think I've seen that one.
It was good.
It's
I really,
on Prime.
I enjoyed it.
Or no,
Peacock.
The
Mo,
what
was
Peacock.
The,
Peacock.
What was the Mel Gibson one where he was like a badass Santa?
Oh, Die Hard 2.
No.
Oh,
Lethal Weapon.
Is, wait, oh, dude.
It was the Fat, Hard... Was it called The Fat Man or something like that?
Dude, you're reaching far for me. I don't know that one. I'm not a big Mel Gibson fan.
But that... Okay, wait. So the Die Hard conversation always happens every year.
It's a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie.
Every other year, I'm back.
Yeah, it's called Fat Man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was Fat Man 2020. You didn't see Fat Man?
No, I didn't see Fat Man.
Fat Man, you got to watch it. It's not horror. It's action. It's action, though.
Okay. But yeah, now as far as Die Hard, though, I don't know, dude.
It's a Christmas movie.
I know. Well, the best part is, I mean, for me, the best part is ho, ho, ho. You know, like he's reading.
Ho, 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 motherfucker. Boom. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love Die Hard a ton. But if Krampus is taking home the win.
We'll give Die Hard the Christmas title.
Give Die Hard the Christmas movie win.
John McClane.
Wait, over Krampus? Oh.
No.
As the best
like
Christmas
like
movie?
Yeah.
Yeah,
my kid does.
Carl Winslow's in that movie.
I mean, right behind. I mean, right.
Stop it. You're
trying
to pitch your
no,
own
no,
movie.
No, right ahead of. Right ahead of. Right ahead of. Christmas Vacation. Fucking
oh, yeah. Well, yeah. No, I'd.
Wait. National Lampoon's?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, dude, that's my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So everything. That wins.
So you're, like, you're switching them?
No, no. Like, that's my absolute favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Same-sies.
Second is It's a Wonderful Life, because the older I get...
The second for me is Die Hard.
The second for you is Die Hard? Bro, that's wild as hell.
I don't like any Christmas movies that provide hope.
Oh, yeah.
Amen, okay. Brother.
Yeah. The third, no, hey, like, third is
Miracle on 34th Street.
No, no, dude.
Fuck that.
For me, third though is Elf. Oh, dude,
I do like Elf.
So good,
like Elf,
dude.
Yeah.
This is a whole shit show right now. I love this.
Yeah,
Elf's a good one.
And Home Alone.
Merry Christmas.
Home Alone.
Yeah. Home Alone 2. Lost in New
bro,
York.
Home Alone way better than and the Home Alone 2. Yeah. Wait, no, Home Alone original is so good. What
no,
are you
Home Alone
about?
2 because Trump's in it.
Yeah. Wait, I like both of them. So
Lost in New York.
Joke's on you guys. Like,
Lost in New York. Turtle Dove Lady. Fucking
that was really good.
Two fucking crushes.
Wasn't that weird though?
Way better effects in 2. 2 is it's a hot take for me, but I think
can
two
we,
is
can
better
we also say how terrible all the other ones were? There are 3 other ones that happened.
There's no
the
other.
The third
one.
Had
in my
Zach
mind
Zach Galifianakis in it or
yeah.
Something. I didn't. Yeah, man.
Terrible.
In my mind, there's only the first 2.
Yeah that's I don't.
Just forget about the rest.
So I tried to watch the newest one that came out.
If Macaulay Culkin's not in it,
wow,
don't
what shit.
Count.
You know what Macaulay Culkin wasn't though.
His glasses.
He was in that. He can't see without his glasses. But he was in that. He was in a sketch. I don't know if you guys have watched this. Whenever he pretends to be an Uber driver. Did you watch that?
No.
I have seen
so
that.
He
also
like,
just dominated on. Well, I forgot this was Christmas.
Hey, it is Christmas.
A few months ago, he dominated on Celebrity Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah. He's very smart. Yeah. No. So he was in the sketch. And what he does is... he pulls up to pick up a guy, and he's like, yeah, my girlfriend's supposed to be an Uber driver, but, like, she's high, and I'm taking her car, and I'm filling in for her, and it just turns into him, like, kidnapping a guy and pretending it's, like Home Alone.
Oh,
it's
that's wonderful.
So
it's
funny.
Really good.
It's
really
so funny, yeah. So, Merry Christmas for you.
I'm going to end up looking up that, yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys have a Christmas song, but not, like, a regular Christmas song? So, like... back in Thanksgiving times, we were pitching it around, and you don't like Wham, stupid, but you like Mariah Carey, which
what's
stupid.
I don't know how this works. I don't know how this works.
So, but do you have a song that is Christmas based, but maybe people don't know about that you would like to? Did you put on for other people? Like, do you have one that you would want to put on for people right now? If you like, you're like Alexa, put on. This,
probably,
what would it be?
Probably Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up, bitch.
You've been living off Butterfly for too long, bro.
It's just a sweet fantasy, all right? I don't know what you're doing.
Where's the next hot track?
When I close my eyes,
right
you
there.
Come and save me.
See, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah,
I hate my life right now.
Shut up. No, you don't. You love it.
Merry Christmas, Adam.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, bitch.
Ho, fuck.
You got hoes?
Merry Christmas.
Actually, the weird one that I like that some people actually haven't heard is Dominic the Donkey.
Oh, I love Dominic the Donkey.
You go with Dominic the Donkey?
Dominic the Donkey, okay. Because I have... Okay, so Dominic. before being in the brewing field and the vintner field and all that stuff...
I love that song.
When I was at the corporate job that I was at for 13 years, I won't dignify them with the name.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people there that had never heard that song before. And they were like, what are you talking about?
They're like, welcome to Thunderdome, motherfuckers.
Yeah. And I'm like, Dominic the Donkey. And they're like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like,
I'm Italian, motherfucker.
Yeah, and that's when it hit me. It was like, oh, shit. They're like 100% journals or something. I don't know. They were, you know. So, dude, it's so good. It's such a good song. So,
someone just moaned on your computer.
Hey, Santa, can you turn off that porn, please? Because we're trying to.
He typed in Mariah. He got that porn up, man.
Yeah,
got
that, that's how she's making money.
Got
now.
That sweet, sweet fantasy, baby.
What about you, Adam? You got a song that you wanna?
I do. I mean, it's stereotypical when you ask this question. I think for me,
okay,
it's the Dropkick Murphys, "The Season's Upon Us."
I like
it's,
that. Yeah,
it's just a view into a for them, a New England fucking chaos of a family.
Which is a nightmare.
It really relates to, like, not so much now. Like, now, with my parents now being grandparents and, like, the family unit being what it is, it's not that chaotic. But when I was a kid, it was a similar chaos. Just because there were so many aunts, like, so many aunts and uncles and stuff. So, yeah, Dropkick Murphys, the season's upon us, is, like, the only thing that gets me into the season. So,
I do like that song a lot. That's a good one.
I can't wait for yours.
Are you ready?
You probably got a good one.
So, I don't like Christmas. Sorry.
I know you don't.
Yeah, I'm not a big Christmas guy.
I fucking love Dominic the Donkey.
Yeah, that's a really good answer. So, I like
it's so good, dude. Like, I just want to do shots of limoncello and just, you know, forget that I exist. You know what I mean? Like,
eat some fucking pasta.
Yeah, dude. Like, let's go, dude. You know.
You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm great. That's great. I'm great. I've had way too many garrisons, so.
Because they're so good.
Bash Brew, they're fantastic. So we ran out of my beer. So.
I would say for me, I'm going to pick Wednesday 13's Buried by Christmas.
Oh, Jesus.
So, that's what I do. Kind of like
I
Christmas.
Forgot about that one.
So Wednesday 13, if you don't know, Justin, which
don't,
I'm sure
I don't,
you don't.
I don't know.
He originally became infamous for being the lead singer of the Frankenstein drag queens from Planet 13. He then went on to be the lead vocalist for the Murder Dolls, and then all the while he carried on his solo project as Wednesday 13, but also has another band called Bourbon Crow.
Bourbon Crow is so good.
And he has
I love bourbon.
Multiple songs about different things. Mostly he's like horror punk, more or less horror country with Bourbon Crow. But the one song he released from, I believe it's Transylvania 90210, it's the it's all Buried by Christmas, and he goes on to list all the things that he wants Santa to bring him before he murders him and puts him into a casket. So
you love Christmas.
I love Christmas.
Casket match.
Yeah. So yeah,
and it's casket match for Christmas.
Santa and Wednesday 13 in the casket match.
Booze.
And that's my favorite song. And I like the people are like, I love Christmas. I love Christmas too. Play.
Put that Santa on. Sleigh.
Yeah, and it's
Here Comes Goldberg.
Also, too, it's a terrible song. It's not good at all. Like it's like the musicality is not that great. The lyrics aren't that deep.
It's very rough.
It's not very Deftones-y or anything like that, right?
Well, I said it was terrible, not shit. So
this motherfucker right here, dude.
So what? What a battle! I'm sorry that
you guys screwed me over.
It was a job situation.
Man, you dropped me out so hard. All my trophies are gone. Justin took them.
Yeah, and
I shouldn't have put everything on the line.
You shouldn't have. Why'd you play Pink Slips? I don't know why you would do that.
I was really confident in Bill Goldberg.
Curb your enthusiasm.
He was undefeated for so long.
In WCW.
And he had the magic powers of Santa.
He did, but he killed Fran Drescher off the rip, so you would think like that would be like...
He was no Krampus.
He was no Krampus. But I will say this, even though he is no Krampus, he is a formidable brewer. And so if you know who's going, Adam down here in the brew lab is at Bash.
Wait a second.
What?
It's Christmas.
Yeah?
We at least have to put in one question from the internet.
I didn't get any...
Oh, I got one. I got one in.
So you... Okay, so...
To close out the holiday season, one question.
Just for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is your favorite Christmas present you've ever received?
I've ever received? Oh, man. That's a really good question. You know what? Actually, now that it comes to mind. So, I mean, we've said this a bunch of times. We grew up very, very impoverished, you and I. And when the PS1 came out, I begged my mom, I'm like, make it my Christmas gift, my birthday gift, as many as you need to. I just want a PS1 so bad. And I wanted the game BioFreaks. Remember that game?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wanted BioFreaks so bad because my friend that I was hanging out with in high school or whatever, like he had it. And I was like, I really want that game so fucking bad. And my mom went out And leading up, she's like super anxious. I can tell, like, you know, I'm like in middle school or like just getting into high school. And she slides this big box in front of me, and I'm like, oh shit, this woman did whatever it took.
Lincoln Logs.
To get a PS1. Oh, Lincoln Logs are dope, though.
Yeah, they were.
They were really cool.
And this is good.
Built so many cabins. But I opened it up, and it was an original Super Nintendo. And she found, like, she met up with somebody, and they sold her an original Super Nintendo with four controllers and like 50 games.
Oh, nice.
And she was like, I'm so sorry, it's not a PS1, but I got you. I was like, I lost my, I was like, this is so fucking cool. Yeah. I was like, this is all my favorite games were in there. And my absolute favorite game that I didn't know was my favorite game yet was in there. It was Chrono Trigger. That's when I got to play it for the first time.
Because you didn't, I mean, you didn't even have that system at that point.
No,
right?
No.
So, yeah, that's...
No,
that's huge, especially to come out with 50 games.
Dude,
holy
it
shit.
Was nuts, man.
That'll keep you busy for 2 weeks or so.
Easily. Yeah, but I had, I got to play all these incredible games that I still love to this day. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was, I even had Doom. I had Doom on the Super Nintendo port.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
so cool. And to this day, I still thank her all the time. Cause,
awesome.
Yeah, because what she didn't realize is she spent almost, and I found this out, almost the same amount of money as it would have took to buy me a PS1 to buy me this thing.
But you got all them games.
But I got all these
and
cool
four
games.
Controllers to play with the, yep. your friends.
And I had and I had Saturday Night Slammers.
And I had friends. You always said, and I had friends.
I had friends. I had friends after I got the Super Nintendo. They wanted to play True Lies. I had the True Lies port. It was a good game. You get the Uzi.
Yeah. Oh, it's over.
Yeah. What about, do you have one?
No.
No, he's asking me that question.
Nope, I just came in for you.
I appreciate it. So, Adam, we are at the end of this episode, and it's been...
Maybe somebody will ask me next year.
You know what? I'll ask you next year.
Deal.
Yeah. So, we've had quite a return. It's been fun.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's been so cool to come back in 2023 and wrap up this year. With this podcast, doing this with you. So again, Merry Christmas to everybody, but Merry Christmas to you.
Brought it back in 2023.
Feels good. So, and I'll always say this, if you want to always go to Adam down here in the Brew Lab, it is at @Bash_Brew on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, X. We are at DecayingWTB on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, Threads, YouTube. Everything that starts with social, ends with media. You're going to find us there, even on TikTok. We're doing pretty good over there. So where we are here, celebrating a little bit of Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
Where you guys
are. I'm under the tree by now.
Hopefully you guys are enjoying your Christmas, too. And until 2024, cheers.
Cheers. See you in the new year. Maybe with a guest.